I'm going to read now from God's Word a scripture that we've heard before, and we sometimes don't know what to make of this. So, Father, give us revelation, even as I speak. Give us all revelation, including myself. I'm reading from the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24. It's the words of Jesus, the words of Yeshua of Nazareth, and here's what he said. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. So Jesus obviously is saying that when we pray, we should believe that what we're asking for, we've already received. And if we believe that we've already received what we've asked for, Jesus says it will be granted to us. Now, I first of all just want to say here that in order to interpret God's word, we need to take God's word and put it in context with everything else. For example, in relationship to this scripture, the Bible tells us whatever we ask for in prayer, that's in alignment with God's word, that's according to his will. And so first of all, when we pray and ask God for something, it needs to be according to his will in order for Yeshua's words here to be fully effective in our lives. We can't be praying for ungodly things and believe that Jesus is going to grant those things. But there are certain things that are God's will for us to have. Some of them are clearly spelled out in his word. For example, the scripture tells us to pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation, for power, for love, for all these things. These things are obviously God's will for us. But then there's other things that are not necessarily spelled out in God's word for us, but just personal desires that we have. And God oftentimes will respond to our personal desires as well. I just simply want to encourage you today, when you pray, believe that it's already been granted to you. God's already here. A lot of times we're praying for God to make himself known, when what we really need to do is believe that God has already made himself known. God is closer to you and I than our own heartbeat. But in order to experience the fullness and the reality of God's presence surrounding us, and the things that are granted to us in Christ Jesus through Messiah's blood, we need to believe, beloved, that we already have them. And when we believe that we already have them, we'll be experiencing them in Jesus' name.